Born to Preach, Billy Sunday, on this moment of Indiana history. During the last century, a preacher named Billy emerged as a world-renowned evangelist. But it's not the Billy one might imagine. Billy Sunday brought old-time religion to an estimated 100 million people before TV. Sunday's career was intertwined with that of Winona Lake, a religious and cultural mecca. The largest personal property taxpayer in Kosciuszko County for many years, William Ashley Sunday began life in humbler circumstances. From an Iowa orphanage, Sunday labored as a farmhand and a firefighter before landing a spot on the Chicago White Stockings. Sunday distinguished himself as an outfielder for 8 years before responding to a higher calling. Sunday began ministering for the Chicago YMCA, then set off on a revival circuit. The former athlete drew upon his physical vitality and popular appeal to pack the house. One of Sunday's better-known sermons decried alcoholism, and the passage of Prohibition in 1919 may in part be credited to his efforts. With his wife Helen managing his peripatetic career, Sunday soon came to command crowds so enormous that wooden tabernacles were required for his month-long appearances. Construction of the Billy Sunday Tabernacle at Winona Lake got underway in 1920. Sunday regularly donated the proceeds of his campaigns there to the Winona Chautauqua. The Sundays lived in a modest bungalow at Winona until the evangelist's death in 1935. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.